What's up, everybody? It's episode number 43 of the Morning Walk with Dustin show. Glad to be back. Glad to have you guys back. It's just me and Jax once again doing our thing. Walking this morning. I just got done talking to someone about 6K Organics. You know, they were talking about like how most CBD products just don't even work. And I was just explaining to them the reason most don't work is because it's hemp seed oil mixed with CBD isolates. People are just mixing shit together to get a product out as cheap as they can get it out. And, you know, because the lab test comes back and says, you know, CBD's in it, then, you know, people are taking it, you know, thinking that they've got, you know, extracted oil from straight from the plant when really it's shit mixed together. You know, there's possibilities that a lot of it isn't even healthy, hasn't been tested, you know, hasn't been tested or anything. So yeah, I was just explaining that to them. I don't want people to get got, you know, so I'm gonna send them a bottle so they can actually try a real product. It feels good to have a good product that you can stand behind. That's something that I really want to stress this year. Like, you know, one reason I do so well is it has a lot to do with my mindset and how I train myself to go and how I act, right? But it has a lot more to do with I promote good products. You know, like I actually deliver. Like when I sell something or when I say something, it happens. That's very important in business and in anything that you do, really. You have to create excellence in all that you do. And I feel like so many people are just promoting shit for money, and that's why you're not making money. You know, like a lot of these MLM companies, things like that, you see these other people, they're doing great. And it makes you feel like, you know what, I can start, that's really cheap. I could start that, I could do that, I could get people to do that. But it's not your passion, so you don't passionately do it. You don't push it like the person that made it real big. So then all you're doing is helping them contribute to their passion by paying your monthly bill every month. You know? And too many of you guys are falling for that. Instead of finding a good product that works for you, that you're passionate about, that you actually would love to push, that you actually could wake up in the morning talking about, you can go to sleep dreaming about, you can fucking plan out your day, you can write down journals about this shit, you know, you can make posts about this. You're not scared to send this to anyone, you know what I'm saying? You'll get in the DMs and just talk to random people. You know what I mean? You have to put in that action, this massive action, especially when it comes into launching a company or a product. You know, like so many people have to know about it. So many eyes have to see it. So many people have to try it. So many people have to, you know, give you social proof. So many people have to, you know, buy, of course. So, like, a lot goes into that, and you're not going to do all that if you're not passionate about the product, like me with my drop shipping business, you know, and me with this oil, you know, this CBD company. I'm passionate about that. I love this. You know, I'm having fun doing it, and I'm doing so much and so fast, and the reason why is because I'm passionate. You know, I'm actually enjoying the steps that I'm taking towards success, and if you don't, then you'll never take the steps that it takes to get towards success. That's just the proof's in the pudding, man. And I tell people that shit like seriously every day. It's getting to the point to where like I feel repetitive on that comment, you know. And I'm not gonna spend all day just talking about that because I have so much more shit in my mind, man. Like seriously, today what all do I gotta do today? Today I'm meeting at like 1 o'clock. With my buddy Heath, we're getting our product on Amazon Prime today. We're sending it in. We're getting our package ready for FBA. You know, boom. So that's in. That'll actually help one of my clients because it's my client's store that we're sending the oils in under. So that means, you know, one of my clients actually gets to get boosted up off of the marketing and all the impact that we're creating towards this product is going to be on his store is what I'm getting at. And we still get to make extra profit still promoting the product by going to his store and getting our Amazon affiliate link for the product. And then, you know, we can still make our 3 to 10% depending on what category, you know, whatever Amazon, you know, puts that in or whatever they pay. I'm not exactly sure yet because we haven't done it. But I'll know here shortly, and that's just more money. It's more percent. So then, you know, when people want to buy, I just send them my Amazon affiliate link. They'll go straight to Amazon, purchase it. They'll get free 2-day shipping, you know, as long as they're a Prime member. And nobody has anything else to worry about. You know, people will feel safe to buy. You know, there'll finally be a good product on Amazon. And I know about Amazon because I bought some of those products just to see what the fuck I got. And dude, I'm telling you, man, I bought one that said it was 140,000 milligrams of hemp oil. You know, it was literally marketed as CBD. When I got it, there wasn't a drop of CBD in it. Everything was like vitamin E, vitamin A. It was hemp oil. It was hemp seed oil. And that's exactly what I'm telling you guys about when it comes to, you know, people promoting shitty product. Somebody promoted that product and sold it to me, promoting it the wrong way. Hemp seed oil is used, you know what I mean? People use hemp seed oil for shit like shampoos, hair, shit like that, right? So it would still sell. They're just marketing it to the wrong people because they know that they can get more sales if they market it as more things, right? That's what marketers are out here doing with these MLM companies, with their own fucking companies, with all kind of shit. So you guys just make sure that you're being careful, you're being aware. People will try to make you feel like it doesn't take passion. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't take work. It doesn't take effort. And they'll just try to get you to throw money into shit because it seems easy. And it was easy for them because they were passionate. You know what I mean? It did make them money. Because they worked their ass off constantly. You know what I mean? They had the drive enough to make you believe that you could do something with it when it was something that you don't even believe in. That's what passion does. And when you find yours, you'll be able to do the same thing. And you won't be wrong for doing it because it's your passion. And your passion's leading you. You see what I mean? And so you can't blame the guys. Can't blame the guys that got you to try. Because it really was their passion. They really did believe that if you gave it all, you're all, that you would make it. Because they did. They did. They gave it their all. The only difference is you cannot give it your all because it's not your all. It's not your passion. It's not what you're after. It's not what you're dreaming about. You know what I mean? It's not where you're going in life. Shit. You know, like people tell me all the time, how do you keep doing all this? Because my passion is the hustle. You see, that's the difference in Dustin Pate. I can do anything. You know what I mean? I can sell water. I can sell rocks. I can do anything. And that's because I actually love just the hustle. I actually love just the grind. I love figuring out how to make it happen. And I'll put in the time it takes to do it. You know what I mean? Just like how I can go from dropshipping to CBD in a blink of an eye. And get some traction off of day one. You know what I'm saying? My wheels don't just burn out. You know what I'm saying? They hit the ground and whoosh, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that. I'm hitting fourth gear so fast. You know, it's 6K or nothing, baby. That's how I'm living already. Like it's already in my mind. We're the best. You know what I mean? And I'm working every day to make that happen. We will literally be the best. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Just like, you know, with eBay, just like with everything we touch. We're gonna scale. We're gonna elevate. We're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep the passion alive. We're gonna hire more people that have more passion. That way there's extra passion pushing the dream. You see what I'm saying? We're gonna put people in the place of all of their visions. You know what I mean? That way every direction of our company has full passion behind it. That's where we're at. That's when you win. This shit's so much easier than people make it out to be. Come on. It's just a little bit of work. That's the thing. People don't want to work anymore. People just want the next easy, next quickest thing. Just like their content. Just like, that's why TikTok's doing so well. Fast content. Well, people want to shop the same way. People want to live the same way. And now people want to fucking make money the same way. The only difference is all of that's possible except the make money part. It's still hard to make money. You still have to work for it. You still have to have passion. You still have to invest. You still have to push, you know what I mean? There's still so much to do. Of course, it's easier now because, you know, you can stretch a lot further, a lot faster. That's my point. You know, a couple of influencers and it's over with for you. The whole world knows about your product, you know what I mean? Same with us. Like, we have an influencer from Germany right now. You know, he's not a huge influencer, but he's got like 5,000, like a following of about 5,000 people. And he takes pretty professional pictures. He's got a really good look. He's like a tattooed kind of guy. Seems like the kind of, you know, like a hippie, like the high life kind of guy. So that's a good model to push your product, when you're especially like in a CBD brand, right? Right. So, and he's in Germany. So that's growing us overseas. And guess all I had to do was send him a free bottle. A free bottle of 6K Organics. He's super excited. No one's ever hit this guy up to be an influencer. You know what I mean? And that's how I'm winning, because I'm going to the smaller guys. You know, 5,000 or less of a following. Send them a free bottle. Tell them it's a campaign influencer test. Whoever, you know, gets the bottle in, does the best on their post, gets us the most traction, gets a full-time influencing gig. How you like that? And it's only fair to give the one that done the best the gig, because look at all the free traction, all the free attention you just got. You know, and all you had to do is give out your product, which you're going to have to do that regardless. You're going to have to give out some product and get some reviews so people know it's good. Everybody does it. So, you know, just hit the ground running, man. It's the same with a business. It's the same with anything that you do. You know, you can seriously use influencers to push yourself to the next level. You don't have to do all this work alone. You just have to be passionate enough to put in the time to find the people to help you. It's that easy. You know, like I've been on Instagram so much in the last couple of days that like actions are blocked for me right now. I can't even follow and unfollow anyone. The only thing I can do anymore right now is comment on shit. I got almost like 200 followers in like 2 or 3 days. You know, it's passion. It's going hard. You know, I was moving faster than fucking robots, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking Instagram thought I was literally a robot. So, come on, Jax. Don't be scared of the car. Come on. Uh-uh. Why you running like that? But, yeah, man. So, I've been pushing really hard on Instagram. Like I said, I really hope all you guys are following me at 6K Organics. That helps, you know, so much, especially with, you know, getting my reach up. If anyone's interested also in being an influencer for our product or for any of my companies, you know, let me know. I would expect at least 1,000 followers on, you know, whatever social media you expect to be influencing me on. And yeah, I do want to check that. But, you know, I don't expect you to have 1 million followers, man. I understand the power that 1,000 people can bring. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, just find something that you believe in. If you believe in my products, if you believe in me, then push them. Benefit from it. I don't want all this money. You know what I mean? I'm doing this shit so other people can actually benefit. I'm not that greedy. I'm not here just trying to suck all this shit up for myself. I like creating so other people can have a way. I know right now that 6K Organics is going to create jobs. eBay Automates is going to create jobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help people. Come on, Jax. Why do you keep stopping? Damn. This dog's so dumb sometimes. Shit. He runs real far ahead of me and then just stops. and sits there and, like, I guess wants me to walk right past him. Like, what the fuck? What do you want? But anyways, this dog's crazy. But but we're walking, man. He's learning. It's like he's still a puppy, man. He's only like 6 months, so it's like he's a fucking kid. Still, he's fucking hyper as fuck. He's all over the place. He does the most. Like right now, he can't stay still. He wants to run full speed, pull my arm with this damn cord thing, and then he'll get up there for a minute, and then he wants to stop. And he'll just sit down until I'm walking past him, and the cord's just gonna tangle my legs up. And then I gotta stop and get the cord from around his tail because it's pulling his asshole up again. I don't understand him at all, but it's a dog, I guess. Dex, just walk, buddy. Just walk. Okay, he's walking now. It's a crazy thing. He throws my mind off too when he does this shit. You can tell how, like, I can't concentrate right now. He's testing my patience so much. Like, what the fuck? Just fucking walk. And I think, like, he knows that he does that. That's his thing. Like, his attention. He wants attention. He wants me to have to stop and touch him for a second or some shit. My wife and my kids the same way. Everybody just dies for my attention, bro, constantly, all day long. Like, I'm dying to work. I'm building shit. I'm trying to get shit done, and like everybody else just wants to talk to me and just this all this other shit. And I'm like, Lord, don't anybody else want to build something? Everybody else just wants attention and fucking never work. Like, we have to work. Like, shit, I'm not one of those people, dude. I could literally go my whole life without any attention, you know? Like, I don't know. I like to get my attention online. I'm growing my presence and shit like that, but that's to grow a brand. I don't actually need people as far as, like, to be happy. Like, I need people around me, or, like, I need attention from people, like, daily or something. Like, I could literally go my whole day and not speak. For real, like, that's just who I am. My daughter's a lot like that too, but my son isn't, son. Every 5 seconds, like, my son is screaming right behind me because I'm not paying attention to him about something. And I'm just like, go play. I'm working, you know what I'm saying? What in the world do you need? You got like $1 million worth of toys. The TV's on. You got a tablet. All kind of stuff. And you're behind me screaming. But my daughter don't do that. She'll like be in the room just playing, having a good time. You know, she's like me. Like, I'll just be doing my thing. I'll be working. You know, some people need people, though. So, test the patience again. Test the patience 101 this morning, I guess. Letting you guys know what tests me. And that's it, man. Honestly, I think everybody should be working 100 hours a day. I think no one should have time for fun. Like, because work is fun to me. Like, that's, like I said, like, I live for the hustle. That's my enjoyment. That's my vacation. Like, I'm free when I'm working, and I, like, when I have to stop, my mind's just going, like, 1,000,000 miles an hour, and I feel like I'm not getting shit done. Like, I can't sit down and enjoy a movie, or I can't sit down and just stop. I don't understand how people can do that. Like, I get no enjoyment out of it at all. Like, and, like, I'll be honest with you guys, man, I'll catch myself on vacations and, like, out doing fun things or stuff that would be fun to other people. And, bro, I'm just not a consumer. I'm sitting there thinking about why the hell we just spent $60. Like, literally the whole time. The whole time. I barely can even have fun. It's crazy, bro. I'm the kind of guy that would literally rather just sit and make money and not spend it. Seriously, and then just, you know, pull my little strings and, you know, change what I want to change, help who I want to help kind of shit. That's what I want to do. You know, I don't know if my mind's wrong for it. Come on, Jax. Damn, why you keep doing that? Once he gets that damn cord up underneath that tail, he will not fucking move. I don't know why the hell he keeps stopping. Get the fuck over here. Stop, Jax, for real. You're pissing me off. What the hell's wrong with you? But I'm about halfway back now. Trying to get this damn crazy dog just to fucking walk. He wants to run all around and shit. But yeah, man, that's me, man. Like, literally, just go. Like, I don't even know who does breaks. Like, I'll go smoke a cigarette, take the phone with me, and be working the whole time. Like, what's a break? You know what I'm saying? Like, who needs a break? For what? We're still alive. We still got money to make. We still got shit to do. Fuck. Really, that's how I look at it. Like, are we rich yet? You know, can we pull out a couple college funds yet? We got two kids. You know, do we have our dream house, all our cars we want yet? You know, we don't have none of that. So we still go. Don't sit back and just keep dreaming about the shit that we wish we could have. No, we keep working for the shit we wish we could have. What the hell? People trip me out, man. I seriously think I'm the only person that's like me. Seriously, bro. I think people seriously enjoy spending money more than they enjoy making it. And that's so weird. So fucking strange. Like, it's really the feeling that I get when the money touches my hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm addicted to it. Seriously. Like, I can't stop. It don't, man, you could give me $1 zillion right now and I will be hustling my ass off all day tomorrow. I'm not gonna be happy. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna settle. I'm not comfortable because I know what I'm capable of. And that's what fucks me up. I know that I'm capable of playing with Warren Buffett, you know what I'm saying? I know that I'm capable of those kind of numbers. I know that I'm capable of controlling that kind of power. I know that I'm capable of influence on that kind of scale. I know I'm equipped enough to handle my influence on that kind of scale. I know that I won't be a shitty person on that kind of a scale. I know that I'll still be who I am right now. I'll still be the guy that wants you guys to fucking make it, but that ain't waiting on you. Do you know what I'm saying? I'll still be that guy that told you but kept going. I'll still be that guy. And you can blame me. You know what I'm saying? You can say, yeah, but dude, you never stopped. You never showed me about that drop shipping shit. You never came hang out with me after you got all that money and all la la la. I tell them people all that they'd be trying to get me to hang out yesterday. I was like, what? Well, y'all blowing up my phone, calling me for what? Y'all don't got nothing to talk to me about. Y'all need me for something. Y'all trying to hold me up. Y'all trying to keep me back there. Hell no. Quit calling me all day, man. You know, really, unless you got something serious. You ain't talking about business, don't call my phone. Seriously, because that's just this crazy. How many of my friends keep trying to call, well, my old friends, I guess you could say, really, because they really wasn't ever my fucking friends. They don't got no sense. You can't be my friend without no sense. Sitting around waiting on me, what kind of friend is that? That ain't one, that's a leech. So, I don't rock with leeches no more, man. I've had a lot on my plate and I don't need you motherfuckers on it. That's why I don't come hanging out. That's why I don't care, you know, what you got going on over there. I don't give a shit because I know it's nothing compared to what I got going on. I know your mind's nowhere compared to where mine is. I know that you're still right where I used to be, and I ain't going back. I'm gonna leave you fuckers over there. I'm the one that told you to come on, and you didn't. And now you still want me to be around, and I'm not. Sorry. You know? It's gonna come a time where it's like that for you. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna come a time to where you're sitting back and you're like, God damn, I watched that dude do all this shit. You know what I mean? It's gonna come a time to where you're like, I was fucking watching the podcast since the beginning. You know, it's gonna come a time to that. And you're gonna be sick. And I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going right in your face. I'm gonna feel no pity. You know what I mean? I'm gonna feel no remorse, and I'm gonna give no handouts. I don't give a damn how rich I get, whose power goes off. I'm just telling you the truth. I hustled for it, so can anybody else. There's no shortage of money out here. There's shortage of fucking will. There's shortage of a motherfucker trying. I mean, shit, your dumbass worked that job. It didn't pay enough. So you think you got to call me to get your power bill now? No. Shit, I couldn't call you. No, after I done hustled for four or five years, really about 12, how long I really been going doing this shit, for real. Like since 14 with a backpack, walking the neighborhood. Yeah, that's me, you know what I'm saying? On my own too, have you know. Yeah, I didn't live with mama at 15 like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? I slept on people's couches, I had my backpack, I did my hustling, and I minded my business, I fed myself, put my own shoes on my feet, put my own clothes on my fucking back. You know what I'm saying? So don't come asking me for shit now. Unless, you know what I'm saying, unless you got a good fucking reason, man. If I know you've been trying hard as fuck, I know you've been putting in all the effort, then I might help you. Shadow of a doubt of how much effort you put in, you ain't getting shit. Simple as that, because people ain't putting in shit. And they think they're supposed to get something out. But fucking sitting around really stressed out, man. Really stressing themselves the fuck out about bills, money, and all this shit. But doing absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing to change it. And that's just what I've came to the conclusion that I'm tired of fucking with. Yeah, I'm tired of dealing with people like that. Tired of trying to help them. Tired of trying to build them up. You know? And don't think I ain't out here helping people. Just yesterday, I loaned $200 to my buddy to get his rotor fixed on his car. That way he could do a tree job today. That's going to pay him $1,200. Don't think I ain't helping. I'm just helping the hustlers, man. I ain't helping motherfuckers that sit around and not do shit. Why would the hell would I give somebody like you $200 so you can spend it and need $200 tomorrow? That's, I mean, you got to think, that's ignorant on my part. I would be a fool when I could do more with that money my damn self. I love each and every one of you. Hope you enjoyed the show.